He had come to the Pirates on the 1st of September from one of their Class A clubs to help in the pennant drive. Since then, he'd worked up a 3-1, two-lost record. Despite the rest he had had, Roy's armpits were creepy with sweat. He felt a bulk of heaviness around his middle, and that the individual hairs on his legs and chest were bristling. Roy had considered and decided against the surprise bunt. As things were, it was best to take 3 good swings. He felt the shadow of the judge and Memo fouling the air around him, and turned, but they had left the window. The ball lit its own path. The speed of the pitch surprised Stuffy Briggs, and it was a little time before he could work his tongue free.
Strike!
Roy's nose was full of the dust he had raised.
Throw him to the pigs!
Shrilled Otto Zip. If he bunted, the surprise could get him to first, and Flores home for the tying run. Roy stared at the kid, trying to hook his eye, but young Berry wouldn't look at him. As Roy stared, a fog blew up around the young pitcher, full of old ghosts. The fog shot forth a snaky finger, and Roy carefully searched under it for the ball, but it was already in the catcher's mitt.
Strike two!
It felt like winter. He wished for fire to warm his frozen fingers. Too late for the bunt now. He wished he had tried it. He would never give up, he swore. Roy caught the pitcher's eye. His own had blood in them. Young Berry shuddered. He threw a bad ball, but the batter leaped at it.